Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Kylie Madden. My birthday is Christmas Eve of 94, and I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So George Washington is the only university in downtown DC. There are lots of DC schools, but they're all in like farther out. I lived this year 6 blocks from the White House, so it's literally in downtown DC. And the culture is we're the most politically active school in the country, so it's lots of politics, lots of people that are very engaged and very interested and in like government and the way that culture is and things like that. So if you're going to college within the next year or two, my advice is to make sure you have an open mind to everything, because you're going to meet people with very different experiences and with very different interests and tastes and all of the above. But you need to put effort into communicating with other people and getting people to go with you to dinner or, you know, to go to the library. Communicate with your roommate. Biggest issue I've seen with a lot of my friends is that they didn't communicate with their roommate. My roommate and I were very good friends, but one of our friends, her and her roommate, didn't talk at all. And so, you know, there are issues if her roommate, you know, she'd come back at 11 o'clock at night and want to go to bed, and her roommate's blasting music and has 4 people over and didn't tell her. And she's like, well, can I come sleep on your air mattress? Because I need to go to bed. And so just like communication, making sure that you talk to both your roommate and your new friends, but also your parents, your friends from home. Talk to them, because a lot of times you're never alone in what you're feeling and like in your situation. You always have like, everyone else is always feeling the same thing, but no one wants to admit that they're all feeling scared and lonely and worried and stressed and whatnot. I tend to forget to eat, and just like that was never something in high school. I always had somebody that was like, Kylie, you need to eat, or would send me to like go get food. I had to remember to eat on my own. I had to remember to, you know, you have to wash your clothes once a week, and you have to make your bed and wash your sheets, and you have to wash dishes and things like that. In one respect, it was that adjustment into getting into like that kind of flow. It was difficult in the beginning, but it got a lot easier. And I, on the friendship front, my roommate and I became really good friends. I met a girl at orientation from Pittsburgh. She joined our friend group. We met another girl from downstairs, and like the four of us were really close. And then we had friends from other buildings on other floors. So it's a lot of just like the friendship front is you have to try. It's not something that's going to happen. You have to put effort into it. You have to make plans. You have to leave your door open, you know, invite people in to talk to you, invite people to dinner, things like that. I miss high school in regards to the people that were here. I miss a lot of the friends that I made and the teachers that I had, but they also all taught me a lot of things that I took to college with me that have been helpful there. I don't miss high school classes though. It's nice only having 5 classes total and only having like 15 hours of class a week, period. It's very nice. I would tell myself 5 years ago, freshman in high school, I would tell myself to keep an open mind on career paths, because I was absolutely convinced I was going to do one thing, and that was that. But to also work on your time management. Time management is a key thing in college that people forget about, and a lot of people still procrastinate in college, but all-nighters are awful. My last piece of advice is going to be to learn how to write. I know everyone tells you that you are going to need it, and everyone laughs it off, and they're like, no, you're not. You definitely are going to need it. You're going to have professors that will literally tell you that you wrote this entire paper in the wrong format, and you have to redo it for tomorrow because it was due today, and they don't want you to actually fail it. You're going to have classes that require you to write 1 paper a week. You're going to have classes that require you to do long-term research papers that can't be done in one sitting the night before it's due. Like, it's not possible to write a 17-page research paper and do all of the research in that time. So take it seriously when your teachers tell you that you need to write and that you need to learn how to write, and take advantage of the fact that they are very, very willing to help you now when you might not encounter that type of willingness and helpfulness once you get to college.